The fire chief in Albany says most homes in the Bay Area and the rest of the country don't have the right kind of smoke alarms, and it's costing lives. Chronicle reporter Kevin Fagan writes about it in today's paper and joins us on the KCBS Newsline. Thanks for being with us, Kevin.
Hi, Janice.
Hey, this is an alarming story because most of us, you know, we barely keep batteries in our smoke detectors and we think we're doing the right thing. You say they're nearly useless, or the fire chief says they're nearly useless and put residents in danger, the type that we have. Explain what's wrong.
Well, there turns out there are two different kinds of fire alarms, and most people don't know it. And the chief himself didn't really realize the difference between the two until a few years ago when he started looking into it pretty heavily. Most of us have what's called an ionization smoke alarm in our houses. And it was invented as a flame detector primarily in the 70s when smoke alarms went on the market. And it detects really fine particles that move fairly quickly. And what that does is it makes them go off as nuisance alarms when you're cooking your bacon in the kitchen and stuff like that. So 22% of people turn them off, take the batteries out, because they don't want to go on off by accident.
We've all done that.
No, absolutely. And the other kind that's on the market, though, is called the photoelectric alarm. Now, that one uses a small beam of light to detect smoke. And what it does is it goes off just a tiny bit slower than a photoelectric. I mean an ionization alarm, but it picks up infinitely faster the larger particles that come from smoldering fires. And those are the kinds that kill you while you're asleep, and they're going off in the couch, or there's an electrical short that, you know, lights something off in the wall, and it sends out deadly gases. And by the time you are aware of it during your conventional alarm system, it can be too late. So what Chief Mark McGinn in Albany is saying is we should all replace our alarms with photoelectric alarms. And he got the Albany City Council last month to become the first city in America to pass a law mandating photoelectric only alarms, which is a pretty big deal in the smoke alarm world.
Are they more expensive, though?
They're about $5 more expensive. You know, your typical ionization alarm costs about $10, and the photoelectric costs $15.
Well, so why would there be any opposition to this? And how did it happen that our smoke alarms, we weren't getting the best kind, and we weren't putting the best kind in our homes?
Well, it's a good question. There have been a lot of tests done on these things over the years, and a lot of independent tests show that the ionization alarms go off a lot slower. A lot of industrial tests and other tests concentrate more on what the thing was intended for to begin with, which is detecting flames. And ionization alarms are pretty good at detecting flames. However, the trouble is, of course, that by the time flames are in the house, a lot of times it's too late. So what the industry has done over the last several years is say, well, you need both types of alarms, a dual alarm in your house. And Chief McGinn and others who oppose these kinds of alarms say, well, that's well and good, but you still have the ionization in there, and you're going to get false alarms, so you're going to turn them off, so they'll be useless. So this push that McGinn is launching would mandate only photoelectric. And the industry says, nah, get the duals. So, you know, go on the web, do your research, see what you think. He feels very strongly about this.
Thanks so much. Chronicle reporter Kevin Fagan. And check out his story in today's Chronicle. Very interesting. And it's a story that could actually save your life about smoke detectors. KCBS News Time, 11:24.